Hi, this is a question for Ms. Diane Hunt, D-I-A-N-E-H-U-N-T. Date of birth is 3/15/59, date of accident 7/7/2020, date of service 11/2023. The patient presents with a history of pain in the right shoulder, right upper arm. Since 27/2021, when she was in a work-related accident, this accident she hit by a car which created around 20 miles an hour into her brain, leading to an indirect trauma. The patient did not have any injuries, but she had a symptom of anxiety and depression. Weakness of the left arm was detected. She was also going to have a late epicondyle involvement of the left elbow, as well as rotator cuff tear of the left shoulder. Neck movements were also diminished with the spasm of the left trapezius muscle in the beginning. Currently, the patient continues to have the same symptoms, and she is working, and it is 6 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, the pain level. ADLs are affected, and the rest of the ADLs and relief and system review, additional history, and compliance and substance abuse from the chart. Physical examination is pressure 109 over 82, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam come from the previous visit of 4/13/2023, dictation 0417-131. The plan is to continue the physical therapy. Patient advised about the injection treatment for the cervical and shoulder and the elbow. Where all the MRI have been discussed. She is tried with the following medication: Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory, Flexor 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifax is provided 20 mg for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine for pain relief, 0.5 mg for anxiety relief, PRN, Zoloft 50 mg at night for depression and anxiety relief, Neurontin for nerve damage. An MRI from her spine left hip is ordered just to make sure there is no issue there, as she has complained pain before leaving. A compounding team has been ordered. Physical therapy times a week that the affected is. She remains off work, house replacement, and she is provided with naltrexone 30 tablets also. Meds were reviewed. Also, she is being treated with an injection to the left trapezius muscle and left supraspinatus and left infraspinatus tendon. Medical indications are ongoing in these areas and spasm in the left trapezius muscle and trigger points that have been noticed as a reproducible pain area. And injection was provided to the supraspinatus, infraspinatus, and for the trigger points on the left trapezius muscle according to the protocol. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 times.